Chapter 20, A Street Musician, Sex, and a Free Flat. Another cool thing when I was living in Paris back then was that there were street musicians and street performers all over, and they were dynamite. One place you would see really cool and great musicians with funky instruments and funky clothes, and just funky, was on the metro, Paris's subway. I'd be on the metro going to a casting or something, and it would make a stop. Doors would open, and in would hustle three funky-looking musicians with what looked to be homemade instruments, and the doors would shut, and voila, live music. And they were always dynamite, maybe even the best show in town. Dylan or Elvis had nothing on these guys. Then they'd take their tips, the train would stop, and they'd jump off. It was mesmerizing. Now check this next story out. One day I was, as usual, just wandering around Paris in an area called Rive Gauche, or the Left Bank, not far from Notre Dame, as a matter of fact, and I stopped to watch a street musician, a guitar player. So I'm standing there all alone, just a couple of feet from him, and enjoying the music when this woman, a Parisian lady who looked to be around 60, also stops to watch him. And then a really pretty young, sexy girl stops there to watch also. So there we were, the three of us, just standing there watching this great little one-man band and enjoying the hell out of it. Now back to the girl. I can't stress enough how hot she was. I found out later that she was from Morocco, and boy, oh boy, was she a turn-on. So when he finished with his song, the three of us start talking and just getting to know each other and enjoying each other's company. When the older lady says in her very French accent, "You two want to come to my daughter's flat? It's right around the corner and she's out of town." And we both say yes. And so we walk a few blocks and the old lady stops at what is sort of a wall, as apartment buildings in Paris often have a wall and door to get inside the property. And she opens it up with a key and we go inside. And then unlocks the door to the building, and we start climbing stairs to get to her daughter's flat. And this stairway is dark and old, and after the first little flight, there is sort of a little landing, or tiny little room, if you will, which was dark and dusty, and it seemed to me to be sort of a small library, because there were shelves of books in this tiny little landing area at the end of the first flight of stairs. So once we hit that first little landing, our hostess continues up the next little flight of stairs, but we don't follow. We just grab each other and start to kiss, and we're going for broke. And then, believe it or not, we pull our pants down, and this beautiful Moroccan girl and I were desperately going at it, having the quickest, quietest, hungriest sex of our lives. The entire sexual encounter lasted all of about a minute, and when we were done, we pulled up our pants and continued up to the flat as if nothing had taken place, and we sat down and were offered a beverage, and we all became friends. To this day, I'll never know if that French lady was the wiser. No idea. So anyway, our hostess is talking about her daughter, the one whose flat we were occupying. And she said her daughter was working elsewhere in some other city and wouldn't be needing it. And would I like to use it while she's gone? God, are you kidding me? A dynamite free flat with its own toilet on the Left Bank in Paris? I guess it was my looks, because I know that scenario that I just described would never happen to me today. That's for sure. So she gives me the key, and now I've got a flat on the famous Left Bank in the wonderful city of Paris. I mean, the fact that she trusted me enough to give me a flat and the key to the flat, well, I guess I just really had it going on in those days. What can I say? I later ascertained that she had an ulterior motive, and that was that she wanted me as a boyfriend and for sex. But that wouldn't have been physically possible for me because she was in her 60s and that little old thing down there just don't work in that type of scenario. I ended up living in that flat during my entire stay in Paris, and what a great flat it was and what a great neighborhood it was in. The flat was located in what's known as the 6th arrondissement on the Left Bank, or La Rive Gauche, and I absolutely loved living in that neighborhood with its famous Latin Quarter and right down the street from Notre Dame and just across the bridge from what was to become my favorite hangout in all of Paris, Café Coste. And to think that had it not dawned on me to write this memoir, it would have been just as if none of this had ever happened. Here's some info I picked up on the net, re Paris's Left Bank and 6th arrondissement, and reading about it now, I realized that I was in exactly the right spot. Okay, this is from Wikipedia. La Rive Gauche, the Left Bank, is the southern bank of the River Seine in Paris. Here the river flows roughly westward, cutting the city in two. When facing downstream, the southern bank is to the left and the northern bank is to the right. Rive gauche, or left bank, generally refers to the Paris of an earlier era, the Paris of artists, writers, and philosophers, including Pablo Picasso, Arthur Rimbaud, Paul Verlaine, Henri Matisse, Jean-Paul Sartre, Ernest Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald, James Baldwin, and dozens of other members of the great artistic community at Montparnasse. The phrase implies a sense of bohemianism, counterculture, and creativity. Some of its famous streets are the Boulevard Saint-Germain, the Boulevard Saint-Michel, the Rue Bonaparte, and the Rue de Rennes. The Latin Quarter is a left bank area in the 5th and 6th arrondissement in the vicinity of the University of Paris. In the 12th century, the philosopher Pierre Abelard helped create the neighborhood when, due to his controversial teaching, he was pressured into relocating from the prestigious Ile de la Cité to a less conspicuous residence. As he and his followers populated the left bank, it became famous for the prevalence of scholarly Latin spoken there. The area's original story formed the basis of the saying, Paris learned to think on the left bank. Okay, Wikipedia, the 6th arrondissement of Paris is one of the 20 arrondissements of the capital city of France. The arrondissement, called Luxembourg, is situated on the left bank of the River Seine. It includes world-famous educational institutions, the seat of the French Senate, as well as a concentration of some of Paris's most famous monuments. This central arrondissement has played a major role throughout Paris history and is well known for its café culture and the revolutionary and literature it has hosted. With its world-famous cityscape, deeply rooted intellectual tradition, prestigious history, beautiful architecture, and central location, the arrondissement has long been home to French intelligentsia. It is a fashionable, major locale for art galleries and fashion stores and one of the most fashionable districts of Paris, as well as Paris's most expensive area. The arrondissement is France's richest district in terms of average income. End of chapter.